Hi, I'm Ann Perillo, and I'm the host of Schenectady Today in and around the Capital Region. And right now, we have as our guest an astrophysicist. Dr. Rapson is with the Dudley Observatory, and we have, well, not we, but someone took a photograph, yes. A woman, yay! Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It was a series of photographs.
Yeah, it was a series of photographs, and it really was a whole team of over 200 people,
I'm
but
sure.
There was a young female astronomer that kind of led the effort to create the image.
Yeah, and when we saw it, I mean, it looks like, you know, it looks like almost an eye with the, you know, the pupil being dark rather than light. This is where, it is called Poawi, right?
Poahi, yeah.
Poahi, which is a Hawaiian word meaning?
Yes, it means dark source of unending creation.
Okay.
Yep.
So, unending creation. Mm-hmm. Now, from my understanding, a black hole is where everything is absorbed, even light.
Right, exactly.
And it's compressed so that you could get a whole planet in about this much.
Exactly, yeah. That black hole is 6 billion times the mass of the sun, but it's only 3 times larger than the solar system. So it's a lot of material crammed into a small spot.
And how does it suck it in?
Well, it has a lot of gravity, so when you put that much material so close together in space, the gravitational pull will pull anything nearby. So the picture shows a ring of light, a star falling into the black hole, and then that actual dark circle that you see is literally the hole itself, the dark circle.
And is it really a hole, or is it just a mass?
It's a little trickier than that. It's not exactly a hole, but it is a place where material goes to turn into energy and essentially disappear. So it looks dark.
It
the
disappears?
Light cannot come out. Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But energy is neither created nor destroyed.
Right. I know.
I took physics.
Yeah, we really need like an hour in all of Einstein's relativity to explain it. But in simple terms, the material falls in, it gets converted to energy and absorbed into space-time. So the energy doesn't completely disappear. It just goes into a different form.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's really cool. We never really thought we'd actually get a picture of a black hole. And I'm just so excited to
but
have one.
This is the only black hole.
No, there's a lot of black holes out there. And they have the data for the one in our galaxy. They just haven't finished analyzing it yet. So in the next couple of months, we expect to see.
So this black hole, Poawi.
Yes.
Poahi. Poahi is not in our galaxy?
Correct. It's in another galaxy 55 million light years away.
They just kind of ran into it or what? I mean, how did that happen?
We had seen it already, not the black hole itself, but we saw some of the material that was moving away from it.
Yeah, you can see it, yeah.
And it's one of the biggest and brightest nearby, so in theory it was easy to image as compared to our black hole, because this one was much bigger.
Okay, so where is our black hole? And when we look at where Uranus is and Venus and all the rest, whereabouts? Is there a roadmap?
There is.
GPS, you need
there
a GPS.
Is, right. And thankfully it's super far away. It's something like 25,000.
Because I don't want to get sucked into that.
No, we're good. It's like 25,000 light years away.
Okay.
So we are plenty far away. We're never going to get sucked into the black hole.
At least,
but it is holding our galaxy together. Yeah.
Okay. So there's so many discoveries that are going on now. And of course, the black hole is the most exciting thing. But you're having a stargazing party coming up.
We are. We have a ton of events coming up.
And so tell us a little bit about that, and will you be discussing the black hole then?
Yeah, so we're hoping to have a star party this Thursday, although there is a prediction of rain, but we will have events, planetarium shows, and I'll definitely be floating around talking to people about the black hole. And we have our rising star interns, which are middle and high school students who have been through a program, and they've been trained to do stargazing.
Okay.
So they'll be there, if it's clear, outside with their telescopes showing the public different things in the sky.
This is in the observatory.
Yes, this is in the observatory.
In the observatory. I mean, you think that this is going to be some huge building. No, it's a small building, but the point is it houses an amazing telescope.
A huge 14-inch telescope. You can see other galaxies, star clusters, planets, anything you want to with this telescope.
And you guide us with that.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly. Yes,
if I look at it and go, what on earth am I looking at?
Right. Well, that's the point. That's why we're here. So me and the students are trained to point the telescope, and then all you get to do is look through it, and we'll explain to you what you're seeing and all the cool features to look for.
Yeah, it's amazing. I have a telescope, and I remember, you know, it's so hard to see through it when you're flipping it around and trying to figure out what am I looking at.
Right.
And I see that, and I go, okay, I want to get it, and then I can't find it.
Yeah.
You got that
it's
down
tricky.
With science.
Right. Well, my students spend 9 months with us learning how to get past that fact of the difficulty of pointing at things, so they are now experts, and they can show you anything you want to see in the sky.
Yeah, and it's even with my little telescope, which is not that little, it really... it's amazing when you look at the moon, for instance, you can really see the craters and things.
It is amazing. And the bigger the telescope, the more zoomed in you get. So with our 14-inch scope, we can zoom right into those craters. We can see all sorts of details on the moon.
See, and even the stuff they left over and that they kind of...
Not quite that good. Maybe the next telescope will be that good.
The footprints are there.
Right.
Okay, good. So you have a stargazing party, and I know we're going to be talking about your gala, which is coming up, but that's another segment that we're going to be doing on that. Who do you recommend coming to a stargazing? I mean, we want to get our kids started, and you're talking about the youth that are involved with this, but we really want to get as young as possible to understand this.
Exactly. You know, and we pride ourselves in being the place for families to come because we're right in downtown Schenectady. We're easily accessible. We're family friendly. So bring anybody you want to of any age. You know, looking through the telescope is best for about ages 5 and up. But even the young kids, we have plenty of fun stuff for them to do inside of the museum, and they can try their hand at looking through the telescope.
Yeah,
too.
Because it's and once, you know, you look through a telescope, it's like...
It's amazing. It's so captivating. Yeah, many students do that. They go, wow, that's amazing. And that's
what we
want.
You're looking at, you know, a telescope, but you are also doing the microscope with the nano, zoom into nano.
Yeah, exactly. We've got
so
the nano
exhibit.
So you're
going both directions.
Right, exactly. You can see the really small and the really big all at the same time.
Yeah. And I know that how long will the nano, zoom into nano?
The nano exhibit will be up till early May, and then we have Wolf to Woof, the evolution of dogs.
Isn't
I'm
that
so excited
wonderful.
For that one.
Yes. And they're going to be doing a number of programs around the idea of the wolves to wolves, you know.
Exactly.
But you just got to love the way that the animals kind of started out being probably just going for the scraps and then ending up joining the nomads or whatever.
Truly becoming man's best friend, right?
Yeah, good. Do you have a man's best friend?
I do have some dogs and some cats.
Okay.
We're very pet friendly.
Okay, good. I know it's always good to have a few pets around. So we want to encourage people, and when is the stargazing party, or the Spring Star?
Yes, the Spring Star party is this Thursday.
Okay, and that's on the 18th of April.
Yep.
And that will be from 7:30 to 10, and you will find the Dudley Observatory at my side, which is on Knott Terrace Heights, which is just right across. There's a hotel there, I forgot the name of the hotel.
Yeah, it's one of them.
Double Tree. Double Tree. I know there was a tree in there. A Double Tree, and it's right across from that. You just go up the hill, and it's a wonderful museum. It's a place that you will get lost in. There's so many things to look at and to touch, which is really the nicest part about that, about the museum. It's a museum of innovation and science, allowing you to explore and learn and be excited by science, which I love science. You gotta love science.
Of course.
We've been talking with Dr. Valerie Rapson. She's the astrophysicist and she's the outreach astronomer for the Dudley Observatory. So you can always check them out at www.myside.org or dudleyobservatory.org as well. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure to have you on the show.
It's great.